7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Boy, what a difference a week does, especially if you live in New England. Last Sunday at this time, they were talking about snow in the mountains of Vermont, 15 to 18 inches in place. And those same areas during this week have received 80-plus degrees. The rest of New England and south in the 90s and low hundreds. Whoa! It's going to make things grow. So make sure you get plenty of gas and you get your lawnmower ready to go. That lawn is going to explode. I've already mowed mine twice this week. It's grown so much. Starting to get caught up with the gardens and hope in the next couple of days to have everything planted. So if you're in the same boat, don't panic. I know it's later than we normally get our planting done, but the weather has been so up and down that we're all running a little bit behind, and that's okay. We'll make up for it. We have all of June, all of July, all of August, September. So there's lots of time to get your veggies and your flowers in so that you can enjoy them during the summer months. And if we can help you, the number here is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Make yourself a pot of coffee. You may want to make it iced coffee this morning. And hopefully you did get a shower or two. Oh, the one thing that I hate the most about late May and early June is the pollen from the pine trees. And if you live in a neighborhood where you have a lot of the white pine, the large towering trees that make the Northeast, New England, New York, Pennsylvania, and West noted for. But right now it's the pollen, and everything is yellow. You go outside in the morning and get in your car, and you've got to wash your windshield because you can't see through it. The patio furniture is all yellow, the decks. And with the heat that we've had of late, then you've got to have your windows open to get some fresh air in, and everything in the house turns yellow from that darn pollen. But maybe some good showers coming in the next day or two will clean the trees of the pollen, solve that particular problem, and we'll be back to normal. So, again, the phone number, 855-660-4261. You call us. We'll work together to solve your gardening problems. Things are beginning to change in the yard. The grass is growing good. The weeds are coming in. And hopefully you put down a crabgrass preventer, because the crabgrass is germinating and coming up very strong right now. And you can buy a crabgrass preventer that will also kill the new seedlings. Look at the packages. Jonathan Green, Bonide, have a product that you put down that will fertilize your lawn and take care of the crabgrass, even if it has germinated. And all you do is you wet the grass first, apply it, and allow it to dry. You don't want to wash it in, because you want to get some of this product to stick to the foliage, and especially if you're doing a broadleaf weed control. Dandelions, chickweed, clover, plantain, all of the broadleaf weeds that are in there. If you're using a bag product, you need to have the grass wet so that the particles that contain the weed killer can stick to the foliage, and no rain for at least 12 hours afterwards. Now, if you've got pets, you want to keep them off that grass until it dries. Just to be on the safe side really does make a difference. And so if you have cats and dogs and you're putting down a weed killer, like a weed and feed to control the broadleaf weeds or a crabgrass killer, do it. The following morning, after if you could give it a whole 24 hours, then put your sprinkler on. That'll wash it in. Once the grass dries, you're in good shape. Also, at this time of the year, especially with all this heat that we've been receiving for most of the country, it's stimulating the insect population in your lawns to wake up. The fleas, the ticks, the grubs that are in your lawn are all waking up now. And if in the past you've had a problem with insects in your lawns, then now is the time to control it. Put down the product, water it in. So it's the opposite of killing dandelions and clover and the crabgrasses at this time of the year. So if you're putting down a fertilizer with an insect control or just a plain insect control, you need to change the product, which is normally in a powder, to a liquid so that it can penetrate the soil and get to where the insects are. And now's a good time to get rid of the grubs. If you have patches of your lawn that are dead and you've dug into the grass and haven't found anything, but it died during the heat of the summer last year, it could be a little insect called a chinch bug or a cinch bug. And with the heat, they are active. And if you're going to be putting down a product, make sure that you water it in thoroughly to change it from a powder to a liquid so that it can get where the insects is and control them. Makes a big difference in the quality of the control of these insects. So if you've got a backyard that the dogs are fenced in, you're getting a few ticks and fleas, keep them in for a little bit or take them out for a walk in the front of the house where they're not going to be, just for that 24-hour period to ensure that there's no potential problems. And with this heat, we're getting a lot of growth on those of you that did plant some vegetables. And that's a good thing. But make sure that you water on a regular basis. And when we have warm days and cool nights, which is occurring right now, so you're getting 80s and 90s during the day, temperatures cool off into the mid-60s, low 70s in the evening. Those are the types of temperatures that would encourage fungus diseases. Now, tomatoes, early blight and late blight, that's what they need. So if in the past you've planted tomatoes, they've done real good, they grow 3 feet, 4 feet tall, and then all of a sudden you start to notice yellowing on the foliage, then you need to use a good fungicide. And for tomato blight, whether it's early or late, you need to use either or. So either would be Plant Doctor, and it's made by Organicide. It's an all-natural product, or Agrafos from Monterey Lawn and Garden. Now, the reason I'm telling you this is you need to get the product on the plants now. And you need to repeat it every 2 weeks. It's not a big deal, but it will ensure that your tomato foliage will stay free and clean of fungus problems. No yellowing at the base, working its way up, and by the time you get to early August, your tomato plants are all dead. Now, both of these products will take care of the downy mildew on impatiens. Now, it's a big, big to-do this year. We had downy mildew that were in the lower 48 states last year, and a lot of damage from Maine to Florida and all the way to Washington State and California. It's a fungus. It spends the winter in the ground, and then it will affect the plants for 3 to 5 years. Now, if you had impatiens last year and you did not have a problem with them, there is a very, very good chance that you will not have that problem this year. If you did, then you need to spray your impatiens with the Agrafos or the plant doctor every 2 weeks. Space them further apart, fertilize, and you'll be okay.
Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra. Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds the plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. The weather has put a lot of stress on our gardens. Tomatoes are slow to grow, and fruit will have a problem to mature properly. If you had black spots on the underside of your tomatoes last year, eliminate them this year with Tomato Maker from Organic Labs. Tomato Maker will keep tomatoes healthy. To keep your garden organic and trouble-free, use Organocide. To control insects and diseases in all of your gardens, that's Organocide from Organic Labs.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay, can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's Sunday morning, and we are talking gardening. Hello, I know a lot of you are just getting up and going, whew, it is hot, sticky, and humid again. Going to have another couple of days of it, and then things will cool off. But be aware today, a lot of severe thunderstorms are headed all over the East Coast, from Maine all the way to Georgia and to Florida. So be aware of it. Keep an eye on the Weather Channel, your local news and weather, and just be prepared. If you're going to be doing some planting with all this rain coming in, it's ideal. It's going to help you to get the plants watered well. But just be aware of it and take things in stride. Don't overexert yourself. Drink lots of water and liquids, and things will work out okay. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. And in your perennial garden, I want you to just take a look at it and check your lilies for the possibility of holes. And if you're seeing holes in your lily plants, whether they're oriental or Asiatics, you have that little Asiatic lily beetle. It's a red rectangular beetle with a black head, black antennas. And they're eating holes in your foliage. And that's something that you need to control right now. And what you need is a product called Tree and Shrub. 1 ounce to a gallon of water. And you're going to put about a quart of the solution over the plant and in the ground for every 3 to 5 bulbs. One application a year will knock them out, and it will prevent a second and a third generation. The first generation is already here. It's laying eggs. The second generation will be here by the end of the month. And then the third generation that will actually kill the lily bulb while it's in the ground will be here during early July. So if you've got lilies, put some Tree and Shrub on it. It will take care of it. Again, 1 ounce to a gallon of water and 1 whole year of protection.
And now the same product can be used on if you have Japanese Andromeda and little white bells. And your foliage has little spots on last year. That's something called lace bug. And it will be back when the new growth has formed on the plant. And they'll suck on the plant, giving you this discoloration and this spotting effect. That can be treated now. Follow the label recommendations. And it will solve the problem wonderful. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up first?
First up, we've got Patty from Barter's Island with a question about veggie beds.
Patty, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I have actually a comment and a question. I just returned to Maine from a winter away, and I was living in China. And I have to say, I am so proud and happy to see the organic movement here in Maine and the USA really take hold. I just spent a winter in China, and the use of pesticides, the just not knowing where your food comes from, it is just scary. That being said, I'm actually sharing your newsletter with a friend in China who just started an organic farm, and we're just loving it. We have to translate it into Mandarin, but we're getting the word out over there. But because I spent the winter in China, I left early, and I didn't put my raised vegetable beds away very well last fall, and now I've returned home, and oh boy, there's grass, and there's burdock, and there's all sorts of things growing in there, and I'm looking to, how do I weed it? Can I just put down like black plastic and kill everything underneath, or do I have to pull out every little strand of grass and plant that grew in there? Do you have any shortcuts?
Well, I'll tell you, last fall I got sick and couldn't do what I wanted in the garden. And my kids at least pulled up all of the dead plants, but they didn't clean it. So I'm in the same situation as you. Don't have all my strength back, so my time in the garden is limited. But in the last 3 days, I spent 6 hours hand pulling. And I'll tell you, a day like today, if you can go in the garden and hand pull all the big stuff out, and then take a garden hoe or an action weeder and just cut all the crabgrass that's coming out, the heat will dry them out. But this putting down black plastic on a big weed does not work.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Bonnie knows when you plant something, it keeps on giving. Growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Okay, most of us want to lose a few pounds in 5 minutes, but that's impossible. But whitening your teeth in 5 minutes can be done with Power Swabs. Hi, I'm Jonathan Greenhut of Power Swabs, and if you want to have a bright white smile and say goodbye to coffee, tea, or smoking stains in 5 minutes, then try clinically proven Power Swabs. In fact, Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Best of all, there's no messy strip or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you'll see those stains start fading away. Try PowerSwabs risk-free by calling 1-800-667-9814. That's 1-800-667-9814. I guarantee your friends, family, and co-workers will be wowed by your white smile. Call to try it risk-free. 1-800-667-9814. That's 1-800-667-9814.
Good morning and welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club. We were talking with Patty about a bed that had been let go, and mine had been let go because I wasn't able to do it last fall. And with the heat the last few days, all I could work was an hour and a half pulling weeds in the garden. So I went in on my hands and knees and pulled everything that I could pick that was easy. And some of the weeds had grown up 6-8 inches, some taller. So I pulled all the big weeds out by hand, then took what I call an action hoe, or you can use a regular hoe, and break up the rest of the weeds that are there, because the crabgrass is up and it's growing along with other small weeds. And when you get a day that it's going to be 80s and 90 degree days, if you can cultivate that soil and dislodge the plant, the heat itself will kill everything that's there. And that's what happened. I did about a quarter of the garden one day in an hour and a half, chopped it all up, went back the next morning, and the ground was absolutely beautiful. And then yesterday I went in and I spent almost 2 hours. So my garden is about 70% clean, a vegetable garden. And took a quick look this morning, and all of the foliage that I chopped up has turned brown, it's wilted, and it's all dead. So I'm going to start off with a weed-free garden. I've eliminated the first crop of crabgrass. So I know it's a lot of work, but if you just put a piece of black plastic on it, I think you're going to have a problem. And this year, I tested last year putting down straw in the garden. Not hay, but straw. And I'm going to do that. I don't know what's happening with the weather. Some days it's cold, some days it's hot. So what I'm going to do is my son is coming over. On Monday, we're going to plant the entire vegetable garden, which has nothing in it right now, because I've just been trying to weed everything around and clean. So we're going to plant the garden, and as we do, I'm going to put down a good couple of inches of straw. And you can buy that at any feed and grain store. Blue Seal feed stores will have it for you. But make sure that you tell them you want weed-free straw and not hay. And straw is a crop, and it's golden yellow and very coarse. Hay is grass and all the weeds that came from the farmer's field. Great for feeding animals, but not for putting in the garden, because if you put hay in your garden, every weed that was in that farmer's field will end up in your garden. So I'm putting down hay to decorate and using straw to prevent weeds, to cut back on the amount of watering, to keep the garden cool when we have hot days like this. And then in September, a lot of that straw that you put down has broken down with the microbes. Then I'll rototill all that straw, and now I've made organic matter to feed the microbes in that ground. So you get a use of weed prevention, less water use, and then you build the organic matter level in the soil. And it does make a difference. So, but weeding, there's nothing magic about it. You've got to get out there and pull, cultivate. And I'll tell you, with a day like this, if you can get out now, bring your portable radio with you. You can listen to the program. Get the weeds out. Let the sun kill them. And that way you've got a fresh start. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up we've got Noni from Rockman, Maine, with a question about hydrangeas.
About hydrangeas. Okay. What type of hydrangeas are you growing, and what's happening?
Good morning, Paul. I've enjoyed watching you and listening to you for years, and thank you for helping me grow as a gardener. But I have a PG hydrangea that's about 9 years old, and it was 8 feet high. It was absolutely gorgeous last fall, and this spring it's just gone. There's no signs of life. No sticks. I'm just really concerned. I had a second question as well I'd like to fit in. I have a ledge as tall as my house. It has a large indentation. It's about 6 to 12, goes from 6 inches deep to about 12 inches deep, about 12 feet long, and it slopes down at an angle. It gets full sun from early morning to about 2 p.m. in the afternoon. And in the past, I had morning glories on it, which are great, but they reseed and take over everywhere. So I end up weeding them out, and I have to wait all summer long for flowers. So I would really like a pretty ledge right off the bat. I tried snapdragons, but after I weeded out some of the morning glories, a few snuck in and took over. So I don't mind using perennials or annuals. I just would like a knockout ledge because it really shows. It's about 6 feet high, so the whole backyard sees it. So if you have any suggestions, I'd really appreciate it.
There's some great, great plants that you can put on that ledge, especially if you've got 6 to 12 inches of loam. You've got a good base to put perennials in there, and perennials that will spread and prevent erosion problems. And that's what you want to eliminate. You don't want to have a heavy rain and all of a sudden all that beautiful topsoil comes off the ledge and you're looking at rock. So you need something that's going to have a good thick root system, something that's going to spread, and something that's going to give you some color at the same time.
And what I'd like to see you do is to get yourself a big piece of graph paper and draw out a diagram of the area. And let's say it's, you know, 50 feet long and it's 15 feet wide. Try and arrange it so that you've got different types of perennials scattered throughout this bed so that you've got color coming at different times of the year. Now, there's a family of plants that I really love called Coreopsis. And you've got fern leaf varieties, you've got large leaf varieties, and you've got colors of daisies in the yellows and pinks, and they spread like crazy. And you could put that in there to give you color during July and into August. You can plant things like vinca, which would be the great ground cover. And right now it's in bloom with purple or white flowers. And as a ground cover, it will run. There's also my favorite ground cover. It's called Euonymus. And it's spelled E-U-O-N-Y-M-O-U-S. And the second name is Coloratus. C-O-L-O-R-A-T-U-S. Now, Euonymus coloratus is a ground cover. And you buy it in trays of 50 to 100 plants. And it's in the same family as the green and yellow or the green and gold Euonymus. Also the same family as burning bush. But what I like about this is most of your ground covers, you've got to put about 6 inches apart. Euonymus coloratus, you put 12 inches apart. It spreads like crazy. Beautiful green foliage from May until late September, early October, and then when you start to get some frost, it turns red, just like the burning bush, and stays red all winter long. So it would give you some color on this hedge, on this wall, and it spreads rapidly. It will prevent erosion, and you're going to get that nice winter color. Violets are great, but once they start popping, they'll go crazy. Stay away from mint, peppermint, spearmint, and things like that, because they will basically take over the whole area. They double and triple their size every year. But I would plant things like daylilies. And they will spread very, very quickly. Different types of daisies will do very well also. And one of my favorite plants as a perennial is called Lady's Mantle. And Lady's Mantle has a silver green leaf. Leaf looks like a geranium. And it will spread pretty quick, but on a morning like this where you've had maybe a little rain or humidity, when you go out in the garden, on the edges of every leaf, you'll have beads of water. And it just is so unique. It has a tiny cluster of greenish-white flowers. They do really well. And then another plant is coral bells. And what you will like about the coral bells, it used to be when I first started gardening, the coral bells were green. And then you had these 12-inch stems with pink flowers on them. Well, they've been hybridizing. And you can buy coral bells that will grow in that location that stay evergreen all winter. And even in Maine, where I live, I have some in my garden. You can buy coral bells with green, red, purple, yellow, orange, pink, all kinds of colors and color combination. And they stay like that all year long. And I remember 2 years ago at Thanksgiving, I went in the garden, I cut some coral bell foliage, used it in a flower arrangement, and people absolutely loved it. So there's a lot of good things where your soil is not as thick. Products, plants like hens and chicken or sedum will do real well also. They spread quickly. They'll give you flowers. They'll give you great foliage and different textures and different colored foliage. So there's a lot of things. I think probably if you drew a diagram and went to a garden center and say, is there somebody here that knows their perennials very good? Because what I want is some ideas to have color. May, June, July, and August, and create a wonderful perennial bed on your wall. Try that. And if
you can't, send
me an email and I'll give you a hand. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next? Okay, we have less than 30 seconds before the break. When we come back, we'll go to our next caller. Father's Day is coming up. And if your dad is starting to feel his age, still loves to garden, go to my website, paulparent.com. At the bottom of the page, you'll see my picture. And there's a company called A.M. Leonard. Click on it. They have what's called a garden scoot.
Ah, the sounds of a bygone era. What was once commonplace is now outdated. Kind of like most lawn care programs. Many of them merely treat issues like crabgrass and dandelions rather than treating what's causing them in the first place. Jonathan Green Lawn Care Solutions go beyond the surface to get to the root of the problem, the soil. Jonathan Green products create ideal soil conditions that allow grass plants to thrive. Jonathan Green calls it the new American lawn. With a powerful combination of organic lawn fertilizers and Black Beauty grass seed, you'll be on your way to growing a thick, healthy lawn. It's a more sensible and natural solution with real results. Take the right approach to a better lawn. The New American Lawn by Jonathan Green. Visit newamericanlawn.com to learn more and get your free New American Lawn Guide. That's newamericanlawn.com.
Paul Parent here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz. Do you have mold and mildew problems in your home and basement? How about in your garden? Well, the cure for both is Shumold by Linwood Labs. And it's all natural. How about that? All natural. Are insects like flies, mosquitoes, gnats, and no-seams getting into your home through the screen door and windows? Stop them with screen and surface insect spray. And it works for up to 4 weeks. Screen and surface and Shumold will keep your house free of insects and mold problems this summer.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video-cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD-cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video-cam.
We the people grow cotton cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover the latest natural health products, and be sure to check out the expo hall filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit, but hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Well, good morning. I hope you're a little cooler. And if you're going to get out in that yard, get it done early because it's supposed to warm up again and be very warm and sticky and muggy in the mid to high 80s all over the Northeast, and even warmer as you head south into Pennsylvania and even down into Georgia with rain coming in. So get your activities done early. That will help you a great deal. And that way you can at least get a little bit of time before the heavy rains do come. And get as much work as you can possibly. Okay? If we can help you, the phone number here, 855-660-4261. Now, if your soils are sandy or you have a lot of clay, there's a new product called Garden Core, which is the husk of the coconut. And it's chopped up into fibers. And it looks just like peat moss, except it will last 3 years in the ground. Peat moss will last 1 year and it's gone. It helps to break up clay. It helps to retain moisture in your sandy soils. And it's sold by Black Gold. Go to your local garden center, and I'll tell you, if you're growing plants in a window box, in containers, and they just keep drying out so quickly, use some of this material at the time of planting, and it will cut back on your watering. It's wonderful. I love it. I use it in all my containers, and I even use it in the garden. It is incredible. It's the newest way to condition your soil, and it's a renewable product. Wonderful. But Garden Core by Black Gold, and most of the nurseries do carry it. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Annie from North Berwick, Maine, with a question about asparagus.
Annie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. What's happening with your asparagus?
Oh, good morning, Paul. I love your show. And
thank you.
I have an asparagus bed that I inherited. It's likely 5 to 7 years old. The soil is really packed in. I don't know how the bed was prepared. I actually tried weeding it this spring, and I pulled up two plants by accident. But in the fall, I fertilized it with Osmocote. I mulched it with straw. Normally, I burn that straw in the spring, but I didn't get to do that this year. It was too dry. I want to do organic. I'm doing organic. But I'm assuming what I have out there are asparagus beetles. Every stalk is loaded. I've never seen this. I've gotten no harvest at all. What do I do?
Okay. The garden straw is something that you can leave there. Growing up, we had a big asparagus bed in the back of our garden. My father and my mother, we could eat asparagus every day, and that's something that I love.
Mm.
So we would use straw every year, and what we would do is in March, we'd pull all the old straw out. Mm-hmm. We would add a time-release fertilizer like Vegetable Tone made by Espoma, because it's a long release and organic, or the Dr. Earth vegetable fertilizer with the probiotics.
Mm-hmm.
Scratch that into the ground before the shoots come up. And then we would put the old straw back on, and about half of it had turned to organic matter. And then we would put another inch of fresh straw, and that kept the weeds out, and that was important in asparagus bed. And it also held the moisture in during the heat of the summer. Now, when the beetles come out, if you want to stay as close to organic and natural as possible, Bonide has a product called Captain Jack. And Captain Jack is spinosad or spinosad. And it comes from a bacteria from the tropics. It was developed it was found by accident at a rum factory. And that's why they call it Captain Jack. And it will take care of caterpillars, Colorado potato beetles, and the asparagus beetle. It's not a chemical. It is a microbe, and it works wonderful. Spray it on, and again, because it's organic, it doesn't last. So you spray it, wait a week, do it again, and it will wipe them out, and then feed them a second time.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.